Well, howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Happy All Hallows Eve. That's when I'm recording this. It is Halloween 2014, October the 31st. It's our 96th episode. Just a month away from the 100, and I still have no idea what I want to do for that one. Oh, dang it, there's that word again. I swear that's the bane of having conversation. It's a meditative word, you know? Should be anyway, maybe. Instead of it should be it's Southern. Yeah, that's it. That's Southern meditation. Anyway, I am trying to squeeze in a little time this morning. It's Halloween. It's Friday. Halloween makes it good. Friday makes it hard. So, dang it, there it is again. A little update. Okay, you know, last week, I was working with that new yarn, that Patton's Metallic. It turned into a frog. Yes, lots of rip it, rip it, rip it. It just would not, dang it, there was again. It would not, that whole combination of the big needle and that particular The way the yarn feels, the whole thing just cried out, stop torturing me. So I listened. I frogged it. What little bit of work I did have, I turned it into a cat toy. I bound it off, kind of ran the tail back through the bind off stitches because they were so chunky, tied it in a knot and gave it So, anyway, the tail is like 12 inches on it, and I have this little wound-up bundle of stitches that's about 2 inches long, give or take, bundled together. So now it's this cute little very pewter-colored silver toy for the cats. I mean, to bonk them on their head and torture them with. Sometimes screwing up has a benefit. So that's the update on last week's, let's see how this works project. Now, I did take that yarn, that pewter color, and I paired it with some of that, Vicky Howell yarn, Sheepish, that's in a pink, cream, and gray variegated. And I started knitting the two of them together on a 13 needle instead of that big chunky 15 or 17 I was using. Oh, that looks good because you've got that, they're both equally as soft. You have that shimmer and sheen of the pewter color metallic against the classic pink, cream, and pale gray that's in that particular color line of hers. I don't remember the name of it. Anyway, I got cast on, 20 stitches again, and I'm doing a knit one, purl one design. And it's blending really, really nice. So if nothing else, it turns into a really cute skinny scarf. Yeah, I know. When all else fails, it's a scarf. Now, actually, if it does, it's fine. I just kicked my chair, sorry. If it does, it's fine because I have this pink leather paperboy cap that I wear. It'll look awesome with that. So today, it's another yarn that I had bought on sale the same time I bought the metallic. So it's another new thing. Now this one, I already know what I'm doing with it, And this one resonates without question, perfect. So what I got this time, it's called Rosario Multi by Pearl Essence Luxury. It was something that was in the store. It was on sale. And, you know, Yarnaholic, it was on sale is enough to buy yarn. Yeah, I saw a few of y'all just grin and giggle. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, especially when you touch it and suddenly it's all,
oh my.
That's it. Your eyes cross. You get this tingly up your arm and you start grinning and it's on sale. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, I just saw a few more y'all light up. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. It's one of those. Now, this one, it's a mini boucle strand with woven slubs. And, slubs are those really weird, chunky, out-of-place pieces that didn't stretch down or whatever. Anyway, the color I'm using is, let's see, color 1327. It's called Rosario Multi Green. Think of the most beautiful green fantasy artwork forest you've ever seen. It's those shades of greens and a little bit of water blue tucked in there every now and then as one of the slubs. This is the perfect. Now, if you don't believe me, go to the website and look at my feature image. And the feature image will be on at the top of the blog post for this. You will see exactly what I'm talking about. Actually, it'll be posted with the on Facebook too. You'll see the colors that I'm talking about and you'll be like, have to have. I'm serious. So the swatching on this says to use a size 11 needle. So when I sat down to my desk, what should just arbitrarily be sitting on my desk? My 11 woods. And it says 20 stitches by 12 rows will give me roughly 4 inches. So I'm thinking, nice. So that is what I'm going to do with this because it's a mini boucle. You're not going to want to put any distinctive patterning in this because honestly, it's going to get lost in my opinion. This is something you want to use just a good body piece like garter stitch, which is what I'm going to either I'm going to do garter or stockinette, or I may do something I've done before, which is alternate 4 rows of garter, then some stockinette, then some garter, in order just to give it a lumpy, it's a banded look. Works really well in variegates. I've done that one before. So here we go. Long tail cast on. Still one of my favorites. So we're going to put 20 stitches on here of this one. So while I'm putting these on, we need to have a little chit chat. We are 6-7 weeks out from major end of year gift giving celebrations of all kinds. Anyway, I'm saying December is a month away. How many of you are still waiting to get started? How many of you are done with your making gifts? And how many of you have started going, I'm running out of time? Yeah, I thought so. whole bunch of you just started nodding your head with the running out of time or ain't started yet. Oop, there's some again. Crazy, I know. Me? Oh, where am I at in it? I don't do a lot of gift giving anymore. Why? Because it's the same, I think I may have talked about this last year. Did some gift giving of custom, personal, homemade food gifts a couple of years in a row. And actually had a family member tell me, if that's what I was going to do, please just don't do it anymore. Yeah, I know, right? She gave them all the clothes they needed. They didn't need any toys. And, well, my idea of healthy dessert foods or just fun dessert foods, because the kids and I worked together to do it, just didn't fall under her purview of a good idea. So that became all for naught. And it just seemed to, folks don't appreciate it. Not where I'm at. Everybody around here seems to want purchased disposable things. I'm sorry. My income is not that blessed disposable. So if you don't like what I have given you, I just stop giving to you, you know? And I know, see, there was several of you. You just started nodding your head. Total agreement. There's a lot of folks where money is not disposable. But this society has just gone wonkers with this whole retail hell we enter into in October. So, yeah, it's the season of retail hell. Not happy holidays, but retail hell. So any of you who are working in retail, you know just where I'm at on that. Anyway, let's see how many we have here. We have 22. So we're back two of those off because I'm just, my mouth was running and that long tail cast on, it doesn't take much just to keep casting on until you realize, uh-oh. So, last night, yesterday, I had the day off. I mean, a full freaking day off. Didn't have to go anywhere. But I ended up going, getting in my truck, and still leaving the house. Y'all know how those days go, and it just sort of messes with you. So, there went them again. I'm trying to not do it too often. So with the 20 that's on here, I'm going to start that garter stitching for a couple of rows, just in case anyone wants to follow along with an arbitrary whatever. You know? Oh, wow, this stuff, it's so soft. I really like this. It just feels nice. Looks awesome. This is going to look really, really good with the coming holidays. And then springtime with... Oh, yeah. Anyway, there we go again. So, where was I? I was trying not to babble my day off. I had recently made a pair of custom breeches for a customer I was sewing for. The trim on the bottom of the breeches, total trim, because these were light, wide-legged pants, measured 12 feet total. And it all had to be hand-stitched on because of the nature of the trim. Lots of little colorful, multicolored rhinestones in a plastic base. Yeah, all hand-sewn them, babies. Well, she picked up her pants Wednesday. And I told her that if they didn't fit just quite right, this was 1 week after her order for them now, that I could come to her on Thursday since I didn't have to work and pick them up. We could tweak them. because she needed them for an event tonight. She called. I answered customer service and all, but it's something I enjoy doing, especially if my customer comes out happy on the other side. So I ended up going to town anyway. Got some banking finished because some people can't read accidentally, but I got that part done. I ended up chewing up a total of 3.5 hours going to town, in town, coming home, fixing, going back to town and coming back again. But it was quite productive. And then I got one of my PDF patterns for a knitted cowl I designed for one of my teaching classes on how to use teaching circular needles. Basically, how to start using them. It's for one of my classes that I teach at Joanne. So I had designed a cowl pattern that works. It's very simple and it works up quick. So I finally got the PDF so I can put that on my Etsy store. I got it done and listed yesterday. That was like my most productive. And so by the way, my cowl, I named it Runaround Sue because it's circular needles and you got to teach people how to do it. And the cowl itself is on display at the store and people just, they love it. It's so squishy and just huge and floppy. And it's a lot of fun to wear too. So I got that done. And then I started on my next one. Yeah, I'm going to do a recipe out of my cookbook I wrote. But this one is for... Sorry, I had to put y'all on pause for a second. A tickle rose up in my throat. And I was about to just... My eyes started to water. So I had to put y'all on pause. So y'all didn't hear me just... wigging out. Although that probably would have been, y'all would have been like, that poor woman, she's choking on a hairball. No, not a hairball. Pretty close to it, but not one. Anyone with cats will get it. But back to my tale. I've completed a row. I have been fighting the talk with hands thing that I like to do. Yeah, so I've already gotten one row, so now I'm going to do another one in garter with, and this stuff, it, this was, you know how I told y'all before, whenever you're knitting, you start a project, and whether it's knit or crochet, you get this sense of purpose off the yarn that says, yes, this is what I need to be, but you'll also get, nope, this is not what I need to be. And no matter what you do, it just doesn't feel right. Well, this little ball skein, it is so happy this way. And so am I. I mean, this is resonating. I know I sound like a mystical cuckoo clock, but y'all know what I'm talking about. When, you know, you just start that project that says, oh yeah, baby, just keep working the needles. Keep working the hook. This is what I'm supposed to be. This is your therapy, and it is all good. Yeah, that's me. And I got y'all laughing because a whole bunch of you, yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Because y'all started grinning and laughing and going, yep, been there, done that. Probably could be holding it in your lap right now. Because like I said, we are in the season of retail hell. Everybody who's out there, they're cranky, fussy, greedy, nippy, or they brought their sick youngins into the store because they just had to have that blingity bling item or that Christmas list or, you know, that gift that didn't need giving. So, anyway, dang it, I did it again. It just in my head and out of my head again. Oh, the PDF. So I'm working on this recipe. And I was like, okay, which one of my recipes? So I go through and I've taken pictures of some of my recipes, but I needed to figure out which one. And then I found that perfect picture of my Fat Man's Revenge recipe. This is a no-bake dessert that, and it's called Fat Man's Revenge. Back when I was a teenager, and I think I talked about this last year, maybe, sort of, kind of. My parents had nicknames for each other. My mama would joke with my daddy. Okay, Fat Man. She wasn't being derogatory. He started picking on her by calling her a little brown woman. My mother is Caucasian. She is a white woman, but she has olive skin tones. And she works outside in gardens and her flowers, her barn critters. My mother loves to be outside. And she and I, because I inherited it, we tan up the most beautiful golden brown color when we get to tanning. Our skin just does that. But now if we stay out of the sun long enough, oh yeah, we're just as pretty snow white as any of you have seen. We just tan up really beautiful golden brown when we tan, and we seldom burn. So one year, I was a newlywed, but I really wanted to give my dad something unique. And as a newlywed, back when you're a teenager, early 20, you're pretty much flat broke all the daggum time. So the best that I could do was I decided to make him a dessert. I mean, straight up invented it dessert. And I nicknamed it Fat Man's Revenge because this thing has got calories stacked on top of calories. It's a no-bake cheesecake in a graham cracker crust. And then you smother it after it's chilled in whatever canned fruit you want to. Though cherry is the best, by the way. Cherry pie filling on top of it. Holy mackerel, is it ever good. But it has cream cheese in it. It has Cool Whip. It has powdered sugar. It has vanilla. I think that's it, right off the top of my head. And you blend all this together in the right proportions, and it took a couple of pies to get that right. Tasty pies, I mind you, but the last one was perfect. So I had written all of that down, and you put it in a graham cracker crust, and you chill it, and then you chill it for a couple hours. And then when you take it out, there it is. It is ready. And then you put the topping on it. You don't do that until at the end when you go and slice it and put it out. Because the most fun is to buy several flavors of pie filling. Blueberry, cherry, strawberry. There's peach. There's blackberry. There's all sorts of flavors. Then you can dip and put on there. So you customize it, or you just eat it without. Oh, it's insanely good. So I started committing this to a PDF recipe from my Etsy site. And I figured, okay, you know, I have it in my cookbook that I did a couple of years ago. It's one of them skinny but essential cookbooks that I made for my kids. That's the reason I did the cookbook, is I knew they were growing up and they'd want to take the recipes that they grew up with them. So I decided to make it easy, and it's kind of a bachelor, single person, busy person's cookbook. And yeah, maybe that was a kind of shameless plug, but what was the name of it? It's called Revly Simple Cooking. Anyway, the point is, I started making this, and I had a picture of that, and I was just sitting here last night, and my husband, he was laughing at me. But that's the reason I named it Fat Man's Revenge, because it was nicknamed for my daddy because I gave it to him as a birthday present. And it is truly, truly good. So, I'm going to keep working on this green scarf because it is just, oh, it's beautiful. But I've run out of time. And it is working. I'm going to get all those pictures done for you. Well, the feature image anyway. So you can see what it is. And I have been just babbling, haven't I? But I've been having y'all laughing. And that's the good part, right? So we connected on a project with this new yarn that I was trying. And I'm actually really pleased with this one. I may have to find one of the other colors. There was some red in this. And I'm thinking, but this green is just like the perfect woodland green combination. Yeah, just perfect. You guys, if you go, you know, well, by the time you've listened to this, I hope y'all had a wonderful All Hallows Eve. For those who celebrate it as a sacred day, I hope you had a blessed All Hallows Eve. If those of you embrace it for the, I get to dress in a costume and raid everyone else's candy dish, I hope you had a really good time. No tummy aches. If you're the ones who like to stand and give the candy out, I hope you just had a spooktacular evening. And to everyone, I hope you had a safe, safe evening, because this is the night that way too many weirdos get to dress up and join you and get a little closer to you than you intended. So I hope to everyone, y'all be careful. Y'all are safe. To everyone else, if you are sick and one of my coworkers is terribly sick with some severe bronchitis, I hope she gets well soon. Everyone else who is sick, I also hope you get well soon. I don't like nobody I know being sick. And I don't like anybody I don't know because there's a lot of anonymous listeners out there. I don't want y'all being sick either. Y'all get well soon. If you're already well, enjoy it. Help those who are sick if you can. You know, spread the love, spread the happy, spread the positive energy. Develop, you know, get them into the knitting and the crocheting because it is therapeutic. Hands down, totally therapeutic. You might want to mention the addictive nature of this therapy because, you know, it is. And many of us, yep, raise your hands. Yeah, over there and there and there and in the back and up, oh, yep, down under, over and off. Yeah, So all those hands go up. You agree, it is addictive therapy, which is kind of a good thing, right? If you're cool, warm up. If you're hot, cool off. But all in all, up and down, I want everybody to be well, happy and well. If you get a chance, stop by my website, www.revlee.me. revlea.me. That's it, guys, for now. I hope to chat with y'all next week. It'll be in November of 2014. Until then, y'all take care. Bye, y'all.